welcome back to Full Coverage. It's Manny.
And it's Lolly.
And you guys, we have some special guests today. We have Miss Lauren and Jeremy from Wild Till 9.
Up in the house.
I feel like I'm like a morning radio show.
I know. I'm like, very bad.
You guys, we did a collaboration on their podcast and it was so much fun. And like, honestly, the comments are literally incredible. Everyone's so nice.
They were so nice.
Like, they were so cool about us being there. Me and Laura were like,
is your audience always that nice?
We genuinely have the nicest fucking audience.
Dang.
Yeah. I love that.
I feel like our people
are
nice.
Ours are dope as fuck.
You guys are nice.
It's gonna, like, I think they're just gonna keep getting doper
as
we continue.
Agreed.
But last time we did a podcast, so we did it and we literally had no outline planned whatsoever.
I had so much outline.
You're right.
Yeah, I had so much outline planned, like watched so many videos, like in prep to like just
we're gonna do this.
Fucking nothing. We did not stay on topic. We like nothing. Literally none of it.
None of it. Not even a word.
Not a single word. Jeremy looks like he has a lot something to say.
He's been waiting.
What do you? I'm confused. This attitude I feel
group chat animosity.
It's not even there yet.
That's coming.
My first thought that I wanted to talk about since you left.
Since I left.
Roll Tide. What's going on?
Wait, you haven't thought about that? My husband's shaking his head behind me.
This is Bama. I know this is Bama.
It's Bama.
Let me just say.
Wait, okay. Are they losing, Laura?
They're not winning.
They're not winning. Laura, you guys,
Texas A&M got us good.
Texas A&M. What's A&M?
Texas
A&M.
It's like M&M.
It's like M&M, but with an A. So what had happened is if you win all the time for a fan, sometimes it feels good to lose.
Is that what you're telling us?
Do you feel good about this?
Yeah,
I wish we could just replay. I think the clip was you had the best coach in the world.
He was there.
It was a full on, and I was trying to explain to Lauren later just how serious it is. Yep. Alabama always wins.
Very serious.
Yeah.
And then the next week-ish, 2 weeks later.
It hasn't been good.
We lost.
Yeah.
But we won our last game.
Does that mean that like you're losing the whole thing?
No.
Because
we can We can still play SEC championship.
Of course.
Because all we need is the other teams to lose a game, which they're all playing each other. Eventually, they're all going to have one L. We all have one L. Alabama's still going to be number one because we're going to win out all the rest of our games, and we'll play the SEC championship. And if we win that, we'll go into the playoffs, which could lead us to the national championship game.
No, could without
we
question. Just
we have to win out every single game now, though.
So when's the last time Alabama's lost is this early into their season?
This is
we're gonna start fighting. I think this is where this is fighting. Alabama.
I like
is
that
fighting
you walked in here with that ammo.
This is personal attack.
It's fair.
I would have brought it up in the group chat, but I wasn't invited.
Right. Well,
there it is.
Okay.
This is our own fault.
We didn't start. Listen,
that's
the group
not about
chat.
Football. I just wanted to throw that out there. See if it was okay. That's all. Over to you, Lauren.
Why is this going
to
be like a literal Full Coverage versus Wild Till 9 like football match outside? Like
except
dead ass.
You guys, and you're like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
But the thing is, I am very sporty. And like when you give me a
are
ball.
You sporty?
I'm sporty.
When
I'm not glam, I can turn it on. I can catch a ball too.
Didn't you play linebacker?
What?
Didn't you play linebacker?
I sure did.
Yeah.
Wow. Outside linebacker.
I sure did.
So I can tackle and catch. I'm more of a catcher than a pitcher, I will say.
Okay.
Well, but.
Interesting.
I feel like that would be fun. Like, imagine like a little football match.
For who?
For us.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I don't know the rules.
I don't either. Actually, I'm honestly just like
I do, but I have no physical abilities. I clearly was blind.
Lauren, why don't you go ahead and walk us through what just happened before we started filming?
Okay, listen, I wanted to film a TikTok with Manny in the parking lot where we're like running from a killer. Like we're pretending we're running from a killer. Just envision that. Well, I tripped and fell from, but I face planted where I was like laid out in the parking lot.
She slid to home base.
I slid.
Hands out.
And Lauren and Jeremy come pulling up the
park. As Laura's on the ground.
I'm on the ground and I'm like, great. And Lauren pulls up. She's like, oh my God, there's some crazy literally, people in the like, parking lot.
Like, this is not our, like, this is like not like a little like suburb that we visit often. I was like,
it doesn't
oh my
feel
God.
Safe.
Crackheads in the parking lot. I'm like, fuck.
It like, reminds me of like,
babe, back up.
Babe, turn around, turn
she
around.
She wrong.
I mean, it was us.
It's just like when you like, you like see a bunch of like high school kids just goofing around. Right, and I was right, like, right, whoa, right, who right. are these children?
Here we go.
And it's us 30 year olds.
Yeah.
And they were literally picking herself off the ground.
I've literally scraped hands like I'm in elementary school right now.
Literally, Laura is like red on her hands.
We were talking about how tomorrow I'm going to be in a wheelchair from this incident.
I cannot even get over that. The fact, wait, so we like to start in like in our episodes, we like to start with like, what's one thing from like the week that we like to do? Like that we that had happened to us that we're like, oh, this
what's
is
what's one thing that happened to you guys each this week?
That like, you're like, oh, that was dope.
What's one thing that you did this week?
Uh-huh.
You can start with one thing you did.
Even I know we're kind of throwing you on the spot like this.
It's not interesting. Just tell us a thing you did this week.
Yeah,
come on, Lauren. Can I look at my calendar?
Yeah. Like,
what the
you
fuck
can.
Did
we
I
will
do
allow
this
you look
week?
At the calendar.
Jeremy, I know you did something this week.
Pink
I did.
Boy. I'm
pink
trying
boy.
To.
Yeah,
come
pink
on.
Boy. Pink boy. Would you do
pink
this
boy.
First?
I, we are, I closed, did the coolest business thing I've ever done in my life. And I can't talk about it yet, but it is... It's shocking. It's a thing that will like actually be talked about worldwide
in the media.
The NDA, the
Worldwide?
NDAs are flying right
it's,
now.
Yeah, it's like I'm like feeling good about myself.
Pat oh yourself God, yeah. on the back. Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could talk about it because it'd be a hell of a lot more exciting than this like bullshit. Like I did a cool thing.
Can you
I can't
say the
talk
dollar
about?
Amount.
Do it.
Can you say the number of figures in the dollar amount?
5 figures.
Because these peeps aren't even gonna know what you're talking.
Yeah,
about.
A billion.
A billion.
Yeah, it'll be a billion. Yeah.
Doll
wow.
hairs?
Doll hairs.
A billion doll hairs?
Doll hairs?
Doll hairs. So I'm excited.
Very.
I mean, absolutely.
Very.
We're moving in. Actually.
And I'd love to
we're
talk about
in,
it.
We're moving in, thank God.
And I off will camera. In 3 months from now. Yeah, it'll be yeah, super cool. Yeah.
Yes.
It'll be great.
And off camera.
Lauren. You're like, season 2 of Craftopia. Are you kidding?
Craftopia. Are you joking?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so my season 2 came out of Craftopia, stream on HBO Max or Crave in Canada.
Period.
Literally, I was like, oh, well, I learned how to make my favorite salad from the health nut. That's really
not the favorite salad.
That's what I was going to say. Also, not a TV show on HBO.
Salad. But the salad.
But I was really excited about it. I'm not kidding. I was like making this salad that I spend $20 on every day. And my assistant walked in. She was like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
Okay, season 2 of Craftopia came out. Stream right now. It's fantastic.
I mean, wait, yeah. tell our audience about Craftopia. Like, yes. What is Craftopia? What is like the tea about Craftopia?
Oh my God, I feel like I'm on like a PR tour right now.
Honestly, so why exciting. The fuck not low key?
I want to hear what you have to say.
We're here for the PR, period.
Yeah. It's a sex ed show.
Oh, Sex Education, season 3.
What was that sex ed show with the really old woman?
And I used to watch her at night. She really showed you how to like play with dildos wait, and like yeah. do what? Everything.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, I'm derailing the whole thing. Yes.
You guys would have eaten it out. Like,
eaten it out. We would have eaten it out. I don't do that.
Nope. I used to watch her all the time.
Yeah, I'll think of it. I'll think of it. Sorry, I derailed. Go ahead. Sorry. What is Craftopia?
I want to know what Craftopia is.
Crafting competition. So crafting like, think like all the baking shows that you watch are like 3 contestants, 2 challenges, 1 winner, $10,000. Mm-hmm. First season was kids, which was really, really cute. But like, aww. You can't tell a kid that their craft fucking sucks.
Oh, totally. I mean, right. It would just be a lot harsher.
It'd be a lot harsher. And like, also I like kids, but I don't like love kids. So like being a host around kids, like I'm pretty vulgar. And so having to like alter my personality to like be kid friendly is a lot of work for me.
Lauren struggles with the filter. She does.
I super struggle with the filter. Yeah.
I feel like I do too. I'm sorry.
I can't relate to that. I don't know what that means. I'm really PC actually. No, I'm not. I'm the exact same way. I struggle. If like there's anyone's like, you can't curse.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me not to because then I'm going to want to do it more.
Oh, that happened literally like, on last
literally.
Year.
Literally.
Oh my God. I was like, fuck, shit, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's me.
Yeah. So anyway, so having adult contestants as our second season has been a dream because now you can like be sassier and you can like have sexual innuendos and
I love that.
Swear and stuff, which is what a relief.
What a relief to be able to have sexual innuendos at work.
Absolutely. I know. I mean, who doesn't
sexual.
Want that?
It's a little more sexual this season.
Yeah. And
it's like, crafts, but it's like the stories behind it, the talent and everything is like it makes it much more fun.
Like, saying craft is like not even like the right word because it's like fucking insane.
It's
like
creativity.
Challenges.
People who do like the prosthetics on like The Walking Dead are like sculpting shit. People who do like the costumes for like all the shows in Vegas.
So it's like really intense.
Oh, like I would not be fit to judge these people. I'm the host, thank God, because like these people are like professionals.
Lauren, you're a professional.
You're a professional too. You're like literally Lord DIY back in the day.
No, but like,
oh, they gave the executive producer credit because you weren't qualified.
I just have good aesthetics. So
oh, whatever.
No, you don't.
Take the compliment.
Okay, let's talk about anything else. They're so uncomfortable.
Like literally anything other than Craftopia.
Just take the credit.
I'm so, okay, thank you. Thank you.
No, that is really cool. Honestly, like that's a huge, huge accolade. Like that's awesome.
It's huge.
I'm excited. I saw like you had like the little preview party.
I forgot to bring you a sweater.
Weird. I think you already gave away all of them.
I think she also forgot to invite me. Forget.
He's hurt.
Now that we're here, let's go. I'm actually going to start swinging.
I certainly have to go.
like we actually have to leave right now. No, but no, honestly, it's really, really, really cool. I love it. We're proud of you. Especially now, like, we're like, I mean, I've known you forever, but I feel like Laura's like a newfound friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Jeremy, like, we're also proud of you for closing $1 billion deals.
It's fine, guys. Thank you.
There's, you know, that's just, you know, it's just something
whatever,
casual.
It's like $1 billion. It's whatever.
It feels cool.
Pocket change.
$1 billion. Well, what would you, okay, literally,
what on earth?
Question.
Okay.
If you got $1 billion.
What do you think $1 billion, what does that buy you? What do you,
that's like, what I'm saying. Like, well, what would you spend $1 billion on?
Or after tax.
No. Actually, this would be a fun game. Both of you guess what it is, and then whenever it gets unveiled, there'll be some nominal prize.
Guess what the deal was?
Yeah. That you closed?
Yeah. I think it has something to do with China and
NFTs.
The currency that's on the internet. What's it called?
NFTs, right?
Cryptocurrency in China.
Okay.
What's an NFT? Am I crazy? What does that mean?
Non-fungible token.
Okay, there we go. I was right.
I didn't know what that meant.
This is my little nerd right here.
Okay, so that's what we think
it is. It wasn't an NFT. I gotta be honest. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I'm like tripping now, for real. I honestly thought for sure it was that or music.
Definitely not music.
No, this is an American Horror Story.
All right. A record deal for Laura?
Yeah, absolutely.
I bought her a record label, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what would you do with $1 billion, for real?
What would I do with it?
Like, what would you do if you got $1 billion right now, tax-free? What would you do with $1 billion?
Tax-free. Tax-free.
Yeah, same. Yeah. But tax-free, do it.
What do you think? What would I do with
it? Yeah, what would you do with that? Like, everyone has to have an answer.
I feel like no one in this room can say solve world hunger because one, you couldn't do that with $1 billion, but two, you can't say some bullshit like that.
I agree. No,
take charity work out of it.
Oh, right. That wasn't going to be my first.
Okay, Jeremy. How heartless of you, sir.
No, you pretend.
I would feed. No.
No, don't try. No, this isn't a pageant. This is reality.
Right, I think one of my first purchases will be a yacht. I'm a salt girl. I'm a water girl. I'm a ocean girl.
Fucking loves it, y'all.
Okay, a yacht.
I talk about yacht money, and I have been talking about yacht money since it was very annoying. Like 17-year-old Jeremy. Yacht money. Fuck off, Jeremy.
Yacht money. Yeah. I've never heard of this before.
Boats are one of the most fascinating, expensive motherfuckers on earth. Boats, big boats. It's shocking.
It's also just like expensive to park your big boat.
Literally.
Yeah.
We wanted to buy a boat for not $1 billion, not a yacht, but like a boat where you could like maybe spend one night on two people.
Okay.
Like a boat.
Like a 4th of July fun boat.
Exactly. Oh, you could take to Catalina Island. And what we realized to like park it at Marina Del Rey, we were like, why don't we just buy another house? Right. Like, what the fuck?
Why would you do that?
Right. So imagine a yacht. Imagine like a big, like that.
Yeah, but when you get into yacht territory, I feel like you're not really adding up the pennies.
It's so freaking true.
Yeah, you're not picking the pennies at the point.
Yeah. Oh, I could buy a second property.
No, you're not. You've got a billion dollars. Yeah, right. All right, mine's yacht. What's yours?
You only get to pick one?
Let's pick one. Like one thing you would definitely buy. Yeah. Okay. Like what you would do with it. Honestly, for me, it's not even necessarily something I would buy. I would probably like stop like killing myself for the socials. I would probably like stop uploading.
I would never be seen again.
I would never be seen again. You would have to unearth me after 20 years. But I think for me, it would be like, I would like just continue with the podcast. And,
but
like,
what would you buy? We don't care. What would you buy?
I'll buy my parents a house.
No, yes. I said no charity work.
That's not charity work.
What would you buy for you?
Okay, how about I buy like a small island?
Do you guys see how hard it is to get to
a
the good stuff?
I'll buy a small island that we can all like live on. Me and my family.
All right, I'll buy it.
Little island.
I love it. Lauren?
I would probably buy like the Four Seasons in Bora Bora or something. Like I'd buy a whole ass resort somewhere tropical.
Can you like, is $1 billion enough for that?
Jeremy, I feel like you might would know that.
I don't know that.
$1 billion, would that cover the Bora Bora Four Seasons?
Have you been to Bora Bora Four Seasons?
So have we.
Oh, wait.
Was that a brand trip?
Yes.
We've been twice. Oh my God.
I missed that brand trip. I got invited and I didn't go.
Wait, why didn't you go?
I was coming home from, this is going to sound bougie as fuck, but I was coming home from another trip. And yeah.
Darn it. I know.
But I have been before and it was amazing.
One time me and Manny went to Bora Bora Four Seasons, came home for 24 hours and then flew to Fiji for a week.
Wow, what's it like to be rich?
Okay, first of all,
Fiji as hell.
The Fiji trip was a brand trip.
Okay,
the Fiji trip was a brand trip.
Okay,
Bora Bora was
for us.
That was for us. That was our funness.
Mm-hmm. A little R&R.
But honestly, I will say Bora Bora, like Four Seasons, is like the best place I've ever been.
And if you're the IRS, it was a work trip. Is what it was.
Baby, it was a work trip.
Did you post it on Instagram? It's a work trip.
Of course we did.
Vlog, Instagram, tag, all of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Vlogging the whole thing.
That's a work trip.
I love that. Business. I also want to go to Seychelles.
A great place to buy. A great place to purchase. Thank
you. Like, and if you can't get that one, like the island next door.
Yeah, I have the island, so I love that.
Okay. Yeah, he has the island next door, so.
That's great. And you have the boat to get there.
And so what do you get? A helicopter, a plane?
PJ.
No.
You could have made this come full circle.
You guys are going to have to take my yacht there.
No. No, I would split it down 80-20. I'd buy 80% Bitcoin, 20% Ethereum.
Fucking nerd.
With $1 billion?
Nerd.
Yes. I need more money.
Jeremy.
Okay, well, that doesn't tell you guys you should invest in those things,
I suppose.
Then I could buy all these things, but forever, because they just continue to go up.
Yeah, but how long? But like, when would you
when would you enjoy your money?
How about when would you enjoy your money?
I'll never sell Bitcoin. Never. We hold.
You're gonna die with Bitcoin.
Yes.
Hodl.
Yes, absolutely. But what would I buy first? I don't know. But no one would ever hear from me again. I'm out.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I think I might be out, guys.
I might be out too. You guys, low key, if I get a billion, I think I'm...
I would love to turn the $1 billion into $100 billion, and then I can make some real change.
See, that's the thing. See, that's when the real change is happening. Very Bill Gates of you.
I love how we're like, a billion is just not enough.
Because $1 billion gives you the ultimate power of no. You never have to say yes to any bullshit again.
Yes, that's fuck you money.
I don't need to do that job.
It's fuck you money.
So I'll spend my time doing exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life. And life could be good. For your family to come.
Yeah, and then like that like small condo for your house, for your family that you wanted to buy.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I get the chunk change of a condo.
Charity work. Charity work.
Like, I get like a beach, not even an island, I get a beach.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, I love it.
You're the worst.
Oh.
You're the worst.
That was a really fun fantasy game we just played.
I love that. I feel like I would want to solve world hunger though.
You want to solve world hunger?
I would literally I would save every dog.
She wants a bunch.
It's not because I don't want to solve world hunger.
It's literally, no, I know, but it's like, it reminds me of have you seen Miss Congeniality?
Yeah, literally, that's what it is.
About.
I'm like, let's be real on the podcast. Let's not congeniality.
Yeah, let's know what I mean? Like, what's your favorite
this
date?
This isn't for good PR.
What would you do if you owed somebody $1 billion?
What if someone owed me $1 billion?
Yeah. No. What if what if you owed somebody $1 billion?
If I owed someone a billion,
that would be your answer. Kill them.
Kill them.
Obviously. If they're after me.
How did I get in this Ace family debt?
I don't. How did you get here, Laura? How did you get to this?
I knew. I knew. We were talking about this. I knew it. I was like,
okay, y'all just saw.
Yeah.
Baby, the bank owns the property.
They about to be evicted.
The eviction is happening, but they have what, 30, 60 days?
Ty looked it up. In California, you have 30, 60 days to like have the eviction go through. Mm. So it's like 2 more months.
So someone was telling me that they'll have to buy back their property from the bank. They have a year to do it. But it's at full price. Like, you have to like become suddenly.
At 16 million or like eight? The half of it, whatever it is.
I think it's whatever they owe on the mortgage or whatever.
Oh.
They have to buy it back from the bank though.
For a whole, like.
They have a year to do it.
They can live there for another year.
No. Oh no, they get in the fucking boot.
Okay, got it.
Like, I think that it's owned by the bank for a year.
But do they get the first right to buy it before anybody else?
Probably. That's probably what it is.
I don't think they I don't know why the bank would like give them.
What if we go in together and just buy the house and end this thing?
You said it's $9 million?
I don't want that shit.
Just, well, the deal. Remember that deal?
Yeah.
There's going to be a commishy somewhere in there.
Oh, we love a commishy.
We love a commishy.
We love a commishy. We do.
We love commishies.
Yeah. We'll circle back on that.
Okay.
Cool. We have 3 months.
3 months to figure it out.
No, we have 12.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, we've got
3 months till the NDA.
We better start uploading more videos.
It's Q4, baby. Let's go.
Fortunately, the podcast game is really lucrative.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, we are grateful to be in the podcast game now.
Isn't the podcast game fun?
It's so much fun. It's not even a joke. We were saying on your guys' podcast, like how I went over and we were talking about, we did a podcast and like, I was like, I want to do a podcast. Now me and Laura have a fucking full-blown podcast.
Literally after a joke, like I'm doing a podcast. Like after. Doing it,
period.
But I can't imagine a more fun way to like make a business. This is a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fun because I also feel like the cool thing about doing a podcast is like, I feel like I'm a, what are you giggling about? You fucking, are you falling? I knew.
I have the worst ADD. So when people talk, I think about everything. And I told him before we started, I was like, I'm going to start snickering randomly because I fell in the parking lot and that's going to keep coming back to me. I'm sorry.
No, I knew. As soon as I was like, she's laughing about her fall.
I was hoping you didn't hear
me. She's laughing about her fall. And honestly, I lost my train of thought. But what I was saying is that like, I love podcasts because I feel like we can be even more like deep and open about like literally anything. And even us, like we're talking about like topics that like we would literally never talk. You think we would talk about the Ace family on our personal channels?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I'm Brad friendly.
Right.
On our channels. Mm-hmm. I'm a good Christian woman.
I knew you were going to say that.
How did you not know that? A good Christian woman.
I'm a good Christian woman.
Mm-hmm. I was either a Christian woman or a Christian gay. I wasn't sure which was coming.
Okay, well, either or.
One of those is a bit of a, that's a tough subject.
Can you not be Christian and gay?
Of course you can.
You can.
Absolutely. Christian and gay. Yeah. I feel like I am Christian and gay. I grew up Mormon, which is called under Christianity.
Oh yeah, no. It's depending on what part of what region of the United States you ask.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a different opinion.
Oh yes, it depends. If we're not on the coast.
He's been in California for a really long time.
The closer
time.
We My are to the center.
He's been in California his entire life.
Oh yeah.
So I grew up in San Diego. That's so right. I'm
head over to only Arkansas to. And ask them, and they might have a different opinion.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Nothing against Arkansas. Great place.
We love Arkansas.
Thank you for Walmart.
Go Razorbacks.
the number
one. How did you know that?
Yeah, I was gonna say, wow. Football teams.
Football.
What does SEC stand for?
Southern Eastern Conference.
SEC.
Oh, sorry. Yes. What did you think I was saying?
I've been thinking it was SCC this whole time.
Too, yeah.
Southern.
That's me.
Climate change.
That's what that means.
Which is true also.
That is happening too. Yeah.
Which is also very true. Yeah. You know, actually, I did have a question for the pod. I wanted to know how you guys met. And
yes,
like how you guys started
we
talking.
Did. That's one of our
questions. That was one of our questions that we wanted to like know how it happened.
Do you not know this story?
I do know it. I wanted to see what.
I don't know. So I'm all ears.
Yeah.
I know, but honestly, it's been a while since you told me, to be honest. Okay. It's been a long time.
Well, I monetized it.
What?
I monetized it.
What do you? Oh,
I'm kidding.
Oh.
I monetized. What do you mean? I was like, how proper are you?
No, go ahead.
No, you start.
No, you start.
You start.
You start. Okay. So I used to work at a company that distributed music, and I specialized in finding YouTubers who were very good at music. Very good.
Some, good at music.
Some
okay.
Better than others. And I would convince their manager or team or whatever to distribute that music through my company. And so her management, she also has a very, very reputable management company. So I was talking to her managers about like basically, you know, doing an overall deal. And they handed me quite a slate of talent, including the DIY queen.
Cordy, oh, yes.
Wow. And so, roast yourself rap.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, the so roast DIY yourself. Queen
first. I was going to mention that because that was iconic.
It was fucking iconic as fuck.
The roast yourself rap.
It was so good. I remember you tagging me in the description.
Traditional, like, legitimate musicians. And she made quite a bit more money than a lot of them. So success-wise.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Honestly, it was well-filmed too for the music
it was
video.
You crushed it.
Oh my God, thank
maybe,
you.
Maybe it cost money for that video. I know
that movie
maybe
cost
I know
money.
It cost some fucking coin.
We invested a fat coin into that.
Well
that
done.
Video.
It looked great though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was like the guy on the business side of that. So I didn't know her, but I knew her manager.
And so like basically and so basically when I uploaded a song, his team was the one who would like put it onto like platforms to distribute. So like
Spotify,
the Apple,
TikTok
all
stuff, and
shit.
Yeah. Before TikTok, it was TikTok. But like
before TikTok.
Putting it on there.
Yeah, to like listen to it or whatever. So my assistant and him would like chat and talk and coordinate, and we talked on the phone once, and so he mentioned something about being engaged.
Okay.
And I was like, oh cool, like fun or whatever. I was in another relationship. My sister and I 100% thought that he was gay. And then
wouldn't the first
make
not
sense.
The last
yeah. That makes sense.
And I don't know how this came about, but we somehow found, my sister and I, found a video of him singing with his fiance,
Creepers.
Who was a female.
Just creeping.
And so we're like, oh shit. I was like, one, really fucking great
singer.
Was it the
Disney
singer. One? Yes!
Oh
yes!
My
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, yes. Jeremy was just telling me about
how you texted,
texted
me about this.
Him about it.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah, yeah.
How is it that before I knew Jeremy, it was screenshot on my phone from 2015?
Yeah.
It was just a screenshot.
What?
Of literally just screenshot. And I was like, what? And I was deleting photos.
Yeah.
And I saw it and I was like, I'm never deleting this photo. I was shook.
I just thought that it has like the little timestamp next to it.
And it's like,
wow.
And I was like,
wow.
What
that
the
is,
fuck?
How did that happen? Coincidence?
No, I loved like those medleys back in the day. Like,
okay.
I was into Glee and shit.
And so you like ran into it with him singing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So thanks for sharing.
So you, Exactly.
Thanks for the views. In 2015. So we saw that and we're like, oh shit, like really great singer. Incredible. Sounds like a Disney prince. Also engaged to a female. Okay, whatever. Like noted.
Right.
And then past that, I mean, that was kind of like the end of like working together,
right? Because the song passed around, like
yeah,
you were done.
Whatever it was done, whatever. And then 2 years went by,
some amount of time, yeah.
Yeah, engagement. kaput.
Got
it.
Kaput. It ended.
Warm up round over. Yeah, yeah. And
wait, what? Warm up round.
Yeah, yeah.
Warm
up round.
Yeah,
of course.
Just warm up round.
Yeah, just
get
the kinks out. Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, get you know, straighten it all out.
Figure it out.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
I was single, and I literally was like, I'd been single for like, I don't know, like a couple months.
Six days.
I came in the relationship, and I'm like a notorious serial dater. And so I was like, I'm in LA, I'm single. I've like got my shit together. Like, I am ready to be a hoe.
I'm gonna hoe around.
Be a hoe.
Yeah, hell
and
yeah.
So got on all the dating apps. I was on Hinge. I was on Bumble. I was on Raya. Tinder. Didn't download Tinder. Okay. Tinder feels a little scary to me. Yeah, I wasn't there yet. Yeah, okay.
Oh, you act like you're too good for Tinder. You've Tindered.
I've Tindered in the past.
Okay, yeah.
But not recent, like the recent.
Bumble, Hinge, and Raya were like three is a lot, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah. I have three, and that's like, it's already too much.
Yeah, it's a big rotation. Yeah, it's a big rotation. So I got on the apps, and I had been like on a few dates, and you walk through the process.
No, you're going to keep going.
So he saw me on Raya, but I feel like you don't actually message people on Raya because like it's a weird platform. It's a weird
app. It's strange. I have Raya and it's like very strange.
Yeah. It's like also you get matched people in like New York and London.
That's weird.
And, like, literally like the most random places.
Yeah. So he
next
saw
time
me
in Paris, we'll go out.
Yeah, we'll link up. Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Not super helpful. So this was super helpful though, because he saw me on Raya. It was like, oh, she's single now. I recognize her. What did you think when like you saw me?
What did you think?
I thought
you're like, oh, it's a fucking DIY.
Damn, she fine, she's a baddie.
I think it was just
she's a little baddie.
I remember her. Oh, she's hot. Oh, single. Okay, great. Go to work.
How a man's brain works.
Got it. So you just mansplained to me how it works.
Mansplained.
Okay. And so I went to Instagram and threw a DM there.
Oh.
Now, mind you, I have her phone number. I have her email. I have her assistant's email. I have her manager. You have all those things.
You played it cool.
But you don't use those.
Those are like work things, though.
Work things.
This is personal things.
And she actively ignored.
No, I didn't see it.
She read it? Did she read it?
No, I did not read it. I didn't see
How often this girl scans her DMs to make sure that she doesn't potentially miss one well-placed dick pic in the DMs.
No.
And so for her to miss this when I was verified is just very, very...
And you're verified?
No, okay, wait, listen. 3 years ago, they didn't have the filter where it filtered out people were verified, so it just gets fucking drowned out. So anyway, I then saw him. So this is happening. There's like a DM just sunken in the DMs.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
it's in the hole.
It's in the hole. And I saw him on Hinge.
Oh,
and I messaged him on Hinge.
She said,
oh my god!
No. First.
hit me.
So you're oh like, my what? God. When you see this message, you're like,
dude, I literally DM'd you.
I just need you to hear my pickup line.
Oh, wait.
What?
Okay, I'm going to scream. Tell me right now.
This Lauren, is the cutest story us ever. No, I'm obsessed.
She goes, I'm obsessed too.
She goes, hey, friend.
Not friend.
Just hey, friend. Nothing says
hey,
I like
friend
that. Nothing
I've been
says.
For so long, and like, I didn't know what to do.
A mood.
And fortunately for all of us, in particular us, I was drunk at the time. Otherwise, if I was sober, I assure you would have been like, wait, so.
You would have overanalyzed me. You would have overanalyzed that friend
exactly
part.
I would have been like, wait, so I DM'd her. She ignores it and then hits me here and says, hey, friend. She's just trying to keep the awkward off by like making contact.
Yeah,
and moving
totally
on. Like, oh, hey, what's up? Moving on. Thank God I was drunk and I was like, what's up? How are you? What's going on? Let's like hang out next week. Like,
oh my God,
immediately.
He came on
no
so strong.
Immediately.
And because he was drunk and he got the message, right. He was like, hey, like, what's up? I'd love to take you for dinner. What are you doing on Tuesday? And then so he's sent those all like late at night because he was drinking and I had already been to bed, and like I also like didn't have my notifications on, so I wouldn't like actively get messages or whatever on my home screen,
right?
So like when I would open up the app, I saw that he had
here
double message and was like, what did you say? Something so
message
fucking awkward.
I said something along the lines of like, after you didn't answer for 12 hours, like, all right, I'll go fuck myself.
Like, yeah, it was
something
like,
I love
like,
that.
Yeah, okay. Oh my God. But it was like,
yeah, I don't care or not.
Yeah, it was something like that. Like, okay, like, no, like, I guess not. Like, it's totally okay if like, you don't want to. Like, if not, it's totally fine.
I think it was a little bit more concise than that, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying, because that, when guy tells you, I'm like, ew.
Yeah. I think I like said,
yeah,
I think
a
I
little
woke
better
up
than that.
Right, I think I woke up sober and was like, okay, this is like, this could go now go back to a work relationship. So let's just button this up and be like, yeah, okay or not.
Love it.
Like, yeah. Or we just love be it coworkers.
Or like we can just like be like distant colleagues.
Yeah, exactly.
And like,
hey,
dude, this is so how, hey,
what's hey up? You.
Like, but then
it almost like freaked me out how interested he was.
I mean, I would be freaked out too.
Only, and like a, and like only you way would be like, I was just like kind of weirded out because like you seemed interested.
What? It sounds like trauma to me.
Yeah. It sounds like trauma to me.
Trauma to me, and
sounds
we have
like
trauma.
Okay.
Dude, what?
And then
and now here we are.
Wait, yeah. Did you Jeremy, wait? No, I need
I
more in between.
More.
So did you end up hitting him up and like, no, like, let's do get dinner.
Yeah, it was basically like, I was like, oh my God, like, this is so awkward. Like, double message. And I was like, yeah, like, I'd love to get dinner. Like, let's do it.
Yeah, okay, it's okay. Yeah.
You're like, sure, I guess. And luckily you already like had known who he was. So you knew he wasn't like a fucking psycho.
And so yeah. I was also so like, my goal in dating apps was to like go on dates with people that I had like a mutual friend with or something.
Yeah,
so I
yeah,
hadn't
yeah
gone out with any strangers yet. So mm-hmm I was like, oh, I'll totally like give
you're
this a shot.
You're not gonna get murdered.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get murdered.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I have
your
work email.
Person.
Exactly. There could be like a trail back to you in
yeah
some way.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's
the rest
here we
is
are
history.
Here we are.
Here we are. And how many years later is this?
Almost three.
Oh my God.
Three.
I know.
It's wild.
Oh
I feel like it's been like a blink
God
of an eye.
I do too.
In like
kinda
a weird way.
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah
I've just known you guys together for so yeah long.
It's like one
the
pandemic
other day,
in
we were
a year
laying in bed and I was like, will this like November be 2 years?
Like,
or
oh my God,
years?
It's almost like 2 years. And I'm like, two fucking years? It's almost 3 years.
I feel like the pandemic blacked out a year for me.
It did.
Absolutely.
It did.
Right.
We're
I'm not
all
even 30.
Missing
and
a
it
year
delays
in
a
our
ring
lives
at least a year or two, for sure. Maybe three.
I'm sorry, what?
Delays a ring for like
oh,
at least
delays
two
a
or,
ring.
Yeah, for like 3 years or so. Yeah.
I had a nightmare the other night that Jeremy got me an engagement ring that was a ping pong ball wrapped in twine.
What the fuck of all these?
Very crafty.
Craftopia. This is Craftopia season 3.
Yeah. And like he went with some of our like mutual guy friends and they all were like in support of the twine wrap ping
like,
pong
wow
ball.
Love a frugal man.
And I was like, fuck all of y'all for setting me up like this.
And so it was
wow
like a ring and like a ping pong table on.
It was like, so it was a
ping
the, like
ball
the rock of like where a rock would be like
it
was
ping
the ping pong ball.
Ping pong
ball. And the ping pong ball was wrapped in twine.
Gorgeous.
Stunning.
And it's like
stunning
thoughtful of me.
You know, I do.
It's giving cheap.
It's giving
it's
share.
It's giving share.
Yeah, it's giving share.
What,
no, honestly, that's
frugal,
haunting.
Economical?
No, I would say it's giving cheap.
Cost effective?
I'm thinking
it's
more cheap.
Michael's.
Yeah,
it's, yeah,
it's giving Michael's
it's giving
and Joann's.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well.
But I literally love that. Like, that's good. I was like, I haven't heard that story in so long. So I was like.
I've never heard that story. And honestly,
she
I wasn't.
The notebook
even,
out.
I wasn't even talking their whole story.
Star?
So I'm like, I was fascinated.
No, she was like, oh my God, this story's so great. And I'm like.
Okay, wait, engagement. What do you guys think of Courtney and Travis being engaged?
Oh my
now
God,
they're already
big
here.
Fan.
Like, shout out to their prenup lawyer. That's fantastic. The man's getting paid.
She's never been married. I forgot that her and Scott
didn't
had
know
never
that
been married.
Right, I
know.
Too.
Yeah.
She's 42, getting married, showing women, start your life when you want to.
Oh, this is the first marriage?
Yeah.
First marriage.
I'm in.
At 42.
Yeah. 42.
I'm in.
I think it's freaking amazing.
People are saying Travis did in 11 months what Scott couldn't do in 11 years.
burn.
Wow. Honestly, a burn. Mind you, technically, we don't technically know these people.
We have no idea what's happening. We have no idea.
You guys are in a Travis
K? Do you see that Travis's ex posted a story on the day and was like, closed for emotional maintenance or whatever today.
Wait, you're kidding.
On the day that they got engaged. Yeah.
Part of me is like, they've been dating for like 11 months. Girl, you still got emotional. And haven't they been apart for like a long time?
But also, like, why would you put that out?
Why would you post
that? Like, you're, oh, hey, give me space, but also pay attention to me.
Everybody attention.
Also,
to
like,
me,
I need space, guys. Give me time. But DM me still.
Yeah.
But still respond to my DM.
Yeah, that's
the media like,
that's like a little strange to me.
There was two ways to go. There was
on TMZ.
It was that way or there was, I'm so happy for you. Period. Done.
Or say nothing. Literally,
Unbothered.
Unbothered. That's the best way to go.
If anything, if I was bothered like that, I would just do it like that. I'd be like,
that's what Scott's doing right now.
Period. Over.
Scott's doing that right now.
Is that what he did?
I mean, he's unbothered. Like, he's not, he's quiet.
See, but like, why wouldn't you be like that?
Yeah. Because he's already gotten caught up and got in trouble with this whole thing. You guys remember whenever he DM'd Courtney's other ex?
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And then that guy screenshotted it and like went off on Scott publicly because Scott had talked shit about this guy. And then Scott's like, what do you think about her and Travis? And he's like, dude, you just shit-talked me.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, fucking.
Yeah. So he's like,
that's weird. He learned his lesson.
Yeah.
He did. So now he's shutting up.
She looks so happy.
Okay. Wait. We asked when did they meet? Okay. Well, do you feel like YouTube has changed, Jeremy?
I was like, come on, PR.
Now that I'm on the platform,
now that you're here,
oddly enough, YouTube feels very unbothered by my presence.
It's all the same.
Same shit, different day.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is a real question.
I only wrote it down because it was like, I felt like recently I was asked like, oh, do you feel like when you started YouTube and YouTube now, like, do you feel like it's changed? And I was like, yeah, I do feel like it's a completely different time.
Yeah.
Different little timeline. So I thought I was going to ask you because I was like, I think you've been doing it even longer than I has.
I'm 9 years?
Seven.
Seven? Okay.
Eight.
Then perfect. One.
Okay, but like from a business side, like I think it's valued more than ever.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. Like someone on the buying side, it is a legitimate thing that we like are focused on.
Yeah.
So like,
that's true.
I don't know what
like
that counts
bias,
for.
You mean like, for
like finding a way to like use someone's channel is like, hey, we are going to like support you through what you do in your audience and not so like bullshit, like television ad, just
Like influencer marketing.
Yeah.
Got it.
Did you see, we'll come back to this. We'll circle back.
Yep.
Did you see that Instagram rolled out that you can do 60-second stories now without it cutting at 15?
You're joking.
So just a full 60? Baby, I'm never going to shut the fuck up.
I can't even stop now.
The most iconic rant that ever happened.
Oh, Brazil!
I can't believe
it. Do you guys remember that?
Do you know who Omrizi is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, years ago.
She needed the 60-second story.
She needed the 60-second back then. So she was like kind of going off about a situation that she was like involved in with another friend.
Okay.
And she had like, I think the most iconic go off on stories of all time.
It's still quoted.
In the beauty space
it's
of all time.
It's still quoted.
And I was just like wondering if you had ever seen that. Have you ever heard of that back in the day?
I've heard of it.
Let me hear about the beauty industry in general.
Jeremy, when you hear the beauty world, what do you think?
What do you think when you hear beauty world?
I cower in the corner because there are some fear? Big personalities in this the beauty room. Yes. I hear the horror stories.
Right, right. Honestly, the beauty space is...
all the stories are from us.
It's all this mania.
And so does gravity just not... impact her?
Not her. Mm-mm. Not Omrizi.
No,
it sure does not.
She doesn't care about gravity.
Flawless.
Physics, huh? No.
Doesn't physically count. Not blessed. In her world.
Do physics.
Physically blessed.
No. She doesn't do gravity or physics.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty community in general, it's like kind of a shit show. It's been more of a shit show in the past.
It's calmed down since me and Mate. Since I switched over to lifestyle, it calmed down.
Oh, got it.
I don't know if I had anything to do with that.
Just a coincidence.
It's become a lifestyle vlogger.
Everybody chilled the fuck out.
Okay,
it's just cutthroat.
Cutthroat.
Because like everyone who's a content creator has to make a product and the product has to do well. It has to do better than the person over here. And it's just like, oh my God, there's like a ton of people in the world all have faces. Yes. Seems like there's probably enough to go around.
For everyone.
For everyone.
Did you ever feel like, was it ever like that in the lifestyle world? Like, do you guys ever?
Oh my God.
Stop. I literally thought it was the most sweetest, like nothing
I
like
it was
this.
Sweet. Oh my God. I cannot wait to tell you. Okay, so 2015, 2016 lifestyle community was fucking cutthroat.
You're kidding.
But silently cutthroat. Like, that's like the most shocking part is that it wasn't cutthroat that ever like leaked to people. It was just like happening like within the community.
And what's new? What's changed?
Is it less cutthroat or is it more cutthroat?
I would say it's less.
Okay.
It's less now for sure.
I think it's less bothered, but equally as silently bitchy.
That's true. For sure. For sure.
In the lifestyle community?
Yeah. People are bitchy for sure. Yeah. But if people just like care less.
Okay.
Got it.
People care less.
That's in the beauty community. People care less now too.
But like we were like the opposite of silent. Like everything was like the opposite. Like what is the opposite of silent? Loud.
You're loud.
Everything screaming. Screaming.
Yeah.
We're all crazy.
So like a good example is like so
with names. We start with names. Yeah.
With
Let's
names.
Start with names.
Oh my God. Today is we need not a list today. Of names. When I said silent bitchiness
Let's
happening
start with people
on the
that you
low.
Collaborated with.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll go back.
We'll
go back. I'll pull up the video.
Actually, you're fucking right. You're fucking right. Some of it isn't as silent anymore. For example, like we used to make these overly saturated, like disgusting videos where like you prance around acting like your life's all perfect, right? Like it was literally prancing.
That's what it was. And it was like oversaturated. Like
oversaturated
I remember seeing those videos.
And so like when someone would find an editing plugin for Final Cut that would like help boost the saturation, they would
Saturation of lifestyle people. I'm blacking out. The saturation.
It was like,
that was
shocking.
Us.
Yep.
That was us. And so like people would find a plugin that was really good and they would gatekeep it and like not want to share it and like lie to people about what their settings were and stuff like that. Like it was shit like that. Or like, I mean, we were realistically all making the same videos, right?
Yeah.
Like DIY hacks for living your best life.
Yeah.
Like DIY ways
back
to get
to
healthy.
School,
back to school. Morning
DIY
routine.
Hairstyles.
Literally. So we were all making the same videos, but girls would always pick another girl, especially like ones that were doing really well, to be like, I had that video planned for next weekend and you posted it this weekend. You copied me and you have to take it down.
My God.
That happens to the beauty community too.
Yeah.
Shut
with
up,
reviews.
Actually?
With reviews.
Oh, with reviews.
They would get a review up first.
Right. Oh, so you like you race to try it.
That used to be a huge thing. It was like trying to race to get like see who would get the video up first.
Yeah.
People did that with Black Friday hauls. Like they would go Black Friday shopping. They'd wake up at the crack of ass in the morning.
What I got for Christmas.
Wait,
what I got for Christmas.
Wait. Crack of ass.
Crack of ass.
Let's go back to crack of ass in the morning.
Crack of dawn.
The crack of ass in the morning.
Ass crack of dawn.
Crack of dawn.
Crack of dawn.
I just
want to
throw that out there.
I forget what I'm even saying now. The crack of ass of dawn. I forget what I even say. Anyway, people would like wake up super early, go Black Friday shopping. They would edit and like just what I got for Christmas. Like I know girls that would go to their boyfriend's Christmas, drive home after getting gifts, film and edit their video, get it up and like go back to Christmas. Like people
are you fucking kidding
insane about it. Insane.
See, I don't think I could have dated you during this period.
I wasn't like that. Like I never like committed that.
You were never like,
No. And I luckily was never like, because I was like, mid-tier popular, like I wasn't like one of the girls. No, but like
Lauren. I feel like Lauren was like honestly one of the most popular.
I did too.
Oh my God, that's
also like, maybe because like DIY was different than like lifestyle.
Yeah, because like
okay, was like, okay.
Like they were all like doing
adjacent?
Like skits and shit like
yeah,
that
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And so
skits.
I was
like, you
yes,
were
like
more
in school.
So
like,
doing,
they were like in yes. schools, like in the classroom, like.
Yes. Oh my God,
yeah,
yes.
I remember
oh my
those
God, I'm
things.
Having flashbacks.
I'm having PTSD. Just like
the trauma.
When they're writing and there's like
the
like intros when they're like in school, like 10 back to school hacks.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
They're like by
yes.
the board like this.
Uh-huh. And like we would literally all go to the same school in the Palisades where they had like these outdoor lockers
that's
that
rich.
You like wouldn't get kicked out of if you filmed in like their school area.
My niece sister has that and they same they film movies and everything.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so like there were a couple girls who were at the very, very top and it was like very competitive, like wouldn't collab with each other and like wouldn't talk
missing
to each other.
Out on the good stuff there.
Oh my God. It was fucking wild. And so that's what I mean. Like I wasn't like one of like the top like three or four. And so I was never like directly dragged into anything.
Yeah.
But I was adjacent to all of it.
Oh.
And like
right. Cause you were probably friends with a lot of the people.
I was friends
so
with
you
a lot of people.
Yeah.
From all yeah. This. Yeah. 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 So you get little like little bits and pieces from everyone. And it was a shit show.
thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Damn.
Dude, that's crazy.
Girls are wild.
I can't believe it.
Girls are wild.
Were there any boys in the like lifestyle stuff that would do that?
No.
I always wondered. Like, yeah. I was like, was that like...
No, guys are not really big on drama. We're really...
No, we're actually really, really calm.
Yeah,
really
totally.
Chill.
Yeah.
Peaceful.
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thinking level-headed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Logic. Mm. Definitely not emotional. Certainly. No. We're really good at that.
No emotions.
And for the audio listener who can't process sarcasm, all of that's a lie.
We are. I'm a raging queer.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't count. All the things that
count
for me.
What you like under the belt.
Yeah.
You're still an emotional bitch.
Absolutely.
Included.
Yes.
And that's just what it is.
And then give that person a platform of 10 million followers and, you know, good things happen.
Lord.
Yeah, of course. Good things, of course. Always good things. But honestly, it's just so crazy because I remember I was seeing all those videos and I was like, wow, I wish I could have life like that. Like, I remember seeing those and it was like such a crazy, like I was consumed with like the idea of those videos, even though it like applied to me in no way, shape or form like, at all.
They're just like so
I don't have hair for back to school.
Yeah.
But I'm going to watch anyway.
I have a question and this is kind of off topic, but not. Who's new on the scene that you think is a star and has staying power?
Emma Chamberlain. But she's kind of not like that new, but Emma Chamberlain's like.
Oh, okay. In general, and like the whole YouTube space.
So one of you can have Emma Chamberlain.
I'm thinking beauty for Michaela.
The other two need someone new.
Michaela for me. Michaela Nguedia. Mm-hmm. Like on TikTok, she's like a really popular
power.
TikToker.
Okay.
Really, she has an accent. She's really, really cool.
Yes, definitely
super down
in beauty. She's in beauty space. Mm-hmm. Who's really in lifestyle that's gonna last? New, fresh.
You know what? I watch like the same 4 people, so I feel like I'm not like up on like.
Emma's
who's
one
new.
Of my 4 people though. That's why I'm
Emma's one of my 4
her.
People too.
I fucking rock ride for her.
Yeah, I ride and die.
I ride it back for Emma Chamberlain too.
Emma Chamberlain has done like such a good job of like reinventing like her content. Mm-hmm. She edits like a fucking every like vlog is like a indie film now.
I will say I have yet to hear anyone speak negatively about her at all. But also, I feel like when people are backing her up, they go to the things that like matter, like what she's creating,
yeah,
and like what she's doing, yeah, and that's like usually if like the skin levels, if it's like, oh, she's like cool, like no, her content, what she says,
her podcast,
she
does, yeah, like, her all the shit that she so does. Good.
Also, she's like a great example for young people, like honestly,
a lot of young
like
kids follow her specifically too.
And the reason she keeps herself out of drama is because she did something I really wish I would have done, and like I envy her because I wasn't smart enough to do, because I was just a hair older than her whenever it was just like so messy for me. But she doesn't share her boyfriend, she doesn't share her best friend, she doesn't even put her her vlogs
I
are
know.
Only her, so you cannot start shit.
I know.
Wow. You no, really yeah, can't. Yeah, she doesn't yeah. give you enough. Yeah. She reserves, she doesn't do IG stories really, it's just like a picture or two.
Yeah, you're so Instagram. Right.
Like she really doesn't share much. And it's you know, like she enough. Stays on she just enough and
she's still able to make great content.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
At first I was like, oh god, that's so stressful to like only have yourself to rely on as your own. Right. Character,
right?
But she still makes fucking great,
great
content.
Yeah, great content.
Mr. Beast was talking about this the other day about how
I like Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Sweet. He's like a content genius.
Yeah, he's like amazing.
And he was saying how it's like the great thing about like his brand is that the content and like the entertainment is around like the shock factor of the videos and the actual content itself. Mm-hmm. Whereas like someone like Emma Chamberlain, he was saying, it's like, if you don't like Emma's personality, like you're not going to like her videos.
Yes.
Got and so it. That can like weigh heavily on just like the pressure for people to like you, because that's like a direct correlation of if they like your content, where it's like, you could think Jimmy is like not funny, not cool, whatever, but like it doesn't matter because the content that he's making is not about him.
Right.
Right.
It's about the content that he's like creating.
And
like
you wonder like why we have like trauma issues with like our world being associated with our relevancy.
Right. But like think about honestly, some of the producers that are the biggest in the world that you would absolutely despise as humans that have made some of the most impactful content ever.
Oh my God. Half the time I don't even know the producer.
I was thinking people that are just like straight up creeps and weird and like disgusting humans who have made movies that have moved people. You know?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. They have no idea about it. It's like just like behind the scenes Hollywood.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What was that one show on Netflix? I was like, it's like, I think it was called Hollywood. And it was like kind of, it was like almost like a little bit of an older time frame.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that, like where it's like there's like a lot of shit going on behind the scenes.
Once upon a time in Hollywood. Are you talking about Quentin Tarantino's movie?
Oh no,
I don't know.
You definitely watched
by,
it
by Ryan
Murphy.
Yeah,
Murphy?
It could be by Ryan Murphy.
Oh my god! Yes,
the Hollywood one.
Yes,
and it kind of like that. It's like you're kind of unpulling the like sheet from people's from their eyes, being like, oh, that's really what it's like.
I'm not sure why, but I think he got a lot of shit for that.
Yeah. Where it's like the guy was like kind of like a prostitute.
Yes. Yes.
Well, like, remember how shocked people were when they found out that all the prank videos were fake on YouTube?
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
How did they not know?
Dude,
I know.
That's like different prank videos. That was a different time.
That was
like
Jackass.
That
was a different time. Kind of real. And so they were like, I'm sure it's all real.
It rolled right.
Steve was like, why didn't we just fake that shit?
Even like on TikTok, when I see like these couples TikToks and like everything is so, but they go so viral. I'm like, are you guys like, what do you mean?
The one that
they go so viral. That's what makes me irate.
The one that haunts me, it's like when the guy like slaps the girl's ass and she's like, oh my god, like where'd he go? And he's like literally right behind the shelf and he's
honestly,
like,
honestly, why aren't we making this content?
If let's just do that.
Let's just do that. Easy, why are we putting brain work into our content?
My god.
Just fucking like, why are we do even that. Just
sell my soul, call it a day.
When I feel right. like, I feel like I dabbled in that for a few years and let me tell you, it ain't worth it.
It's like selling your soul at that point.
Can you imagine your soul?
You try to like play some prank on me in the middle of the day and like at work, I'd be like, what? The fuck are you
what
doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
That's how the real reaction would be.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah.
It's not the reaction that you would want.
Hey, hold on, everybody on screen, just real quick. What are you doing?
Like, literally, are you walk in naked, you're like, titties everywhere.
Get out!
Knowing me, I would have been like, hey guys, check it out. Woo! Woo!
Titties!
Pranks on you.
Yeah.
Pranks
on me. Yeah, right.
You're like, gotcha!
Post it on TikTok.
No,
also, I loved how you used two fingers because that's how big my boobies are. Just two fingers big.
It wasn't for that. I just had this much room, but I'm gonna give you that one. I was really clever. It was just the two, two fingers. Oh my god!
Little boobies.
No, that's crazy. Honestly, it's just like weird because it does feel like that time of YouTube, like the pranking stuff like that, is such an old time.
Oh my god, yeah.
And like now, I feel like things are just like more evolving in an authentic way, which I do.
I do.
I feel like things are a lot more authentic. Things are, people are a lot more open about things, and like even like you, like you've switched up your content so much, And now it's like you're not like content for 10-year-olds.
Thank fucking god.
Content for 20-year-olds.
Thank fucking god. Content for 30-year-olds. Like, let's
30-year-olds,
go.
Like, honestly.
Oh, my God.
I know. Like, did you make an active decision to switch over, by the way? Like,
Yeah.
How did that even happen? Because I actually am curious about your journey in that way.
I mean.
Like, were you just like, okay, well, suddenly I just want to, like, fuck this, I'm over it? Or was it like, you know what? I feel like I'm growing up, so I want to change my content.
I mean, like, definitely, like, a massive part of that. I was like, oh, my God, I'm fucking 25.
It felt weird.
Yeah, it felt super, like, I stopped making back to school videos before that because I was like, I this is sucking my soul. I cannot. Mm-hmm. I look young. I get it. I look 18. Asian don't raisin. But like.
Right. Asian don't raisin.
Asian don't raisin.
Don't raisin.
Don't raisin.
Asian don't raisin. Don't,
like, what, whatever you said too. Yeah.
I love it.
But it's like, I will, like, I can't. I physically cannot make another back to school video at 25.
Yeah.
And then I think when I came out of my last relationship and it was like so intense to see how like attached all these little kids were to the relationship. And they just like couldn't grasp that it was not, they just like couldn't grasp that like there was more happening behind the scenes than what they were seeing.
It was an adult relationship. It wasn't a kid's relationship.
Exactly. It was an adult relationship, but they don't understand that because like they've probably never even been in a relationship because they're young. And so like that was the final straw to be like, I cannot make content for people who cannot relate to my life.
Yeah.
That was actually me commenting on her video. I was like, I can't relate to this.
That was Manny pulling all.
It was actually just me because I've never been in a relationship. I'm like, this is stupid.
It just made it the whole time. Like,
that's so stupid.
6,000 different accounts.
It's just stupid.
I look back at the photos that I posted when we first started dating, and I forget just how much just dumb hate I got. Dumb.
Really? Like, oh my God.
But just like stupid.
No, but it's so dumb you couldn't be
like, you're tall.
No. Like, it was so, people were
like. He got
like,
hate went because the ex or.
Yeah, because of my ex.
Because of the situation.
And so like, they were distressed that like,
this is my big bone to pick with online and just like the whole thing, that kind of stuff right there. I'm like, people are so dumb.
What were they saying?
Oh, it was just like, you like, she is not meant for you. You are not like this.
Little kids like.
There's like translation errors. There's kids. They're like, they don't even know what they're saying. So I'm just like, you can't get mad at it. You're like, okay.
It's just kind of like, okay.
Well, just like let it hit you and just like bounce off. But you're like.
There's also like I waited like 8 months, I think, to even like talk about him at
the
all.
New relationship.
Yeah, we did.
So it's not like we like jumped into it publicly. Like it was very much offline, like entirely.
And people still.
Yeah, but like they just like, I think people are just used to one thing, and when it changes, they're like, no!
It's jarring for them.
It's like, jarring. Like, deadass, like, if we get married on our wedding day, there will be someone in the comments.
It's going to be me.
It'll be Facebook, for sure. It'll just be like, this is X of, and it's just like, what are you saying? Like, I can't imagine.
Not Facebook.
I can't imagine taking time out of my day and being like, let me just comment on somebody else's relationship.
I actually can't even imagine that either. I've never done that.
Absolutely
ever.
Not.
It's like literally crazy to me.
But like, Laura, with like Tyler and Aaron, like, did they make assumptions about like anything of your family dynamic?
It's like so many assumptions that we just ended up coming out with a video explaining the entire situation.
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
Because that was easier.
Most people thought I birthed a 17-year-old and kept it secret.
Which makes sense.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
For 17 years.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, she has a child, a kid. And so I was like, all right, we're going to have to do some context to why my niece lives.
It's almost better to like put out your own statement, though, I feel like.
It is. Because In most cases, I learned that the hard way, even through being canceled and like for so long, because like beauty at that time was just like raging
rampant.
With drama, raging rampant. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I got caught in the crossfire of a lot of it, even stuff I wasn't involved in, had nothing to do with.
Me too.
You too, seriously.
I've been getting caught up for writers. I'm like, that never
And I happened. Literally would never address it. And I feel like that's one of my biggest mistakes because drama channels would run with the craziest narrative. Right. And I would let them because I was like, I don't give a fuck. It's not real. It didn't happen. That's not what it is. So I would leave it alone. And I feel like it was a huge mistake that
it stuck with you forever.
It stuck with me forever. A lot of stuff.
And everyone spins that. And then it's like, that's what it is.
And I should have spoken up and cleared my name and said my piece name if people didn't want to believe me. A lot of people would have because they would have like heard it from my mouth. And, and so I made a big mistake by not speaking up for so long.
I think there's a difference though between speaking while there's like a fire happening
and
speaking about it a little bit afterwards. Like you've calmed down, everyone's calmed down. You're like, this is my piece. This is what I want to talk about. But I think clearing up the air is super, super important eventually in some way.
I have like a policy in my life where like, and I've always been this way, I don't like to deal with bullshit. And like, it would be just pure bullshit. And it's like sometimes when you're online and you have an image, you have to kind of deal with a little bit of bullshit.
Yep. And oh,
like,
my God.
But in my life, like if you try, like if someone tried to text me and come at me some bullshit, you're probably not even going to get a text back. So I'm not going to put up with it.
No.
But this is right. like basically what was happening in real life. So for so long, I just like let it happen. Huge mistake. Because I still like, for now, I'm still like trying to like go back and be like, by the way, do you guys remember in 2015 whenever they said I did this? I did it.
Yeah, you're like, that never happened.
You're like, these other nine things?
Maybe.
That one? No. Literally, that was not me.
Same. I also like, I just literally got a comment the other day, like something like that, that was like, had nothing to do with my scandal. Like, remember that one time he did this? I literally blocked and deleted because I was like, this literally never happened.
Right.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. And like, but because like, let's say a gem was trying to rhyme with that narrative, that's what stuck.
Yeah.
And it's like, but that's not actually what happened. So I think it is really important to like, actually speak your piece. Mm-hmm. Especially when you know, like, if you're a shitty person, people are gonna get it. If you're not a shitty person, people are gonna get it. Like, I think that people can kind of see through the bullshit. And it's like, they know, like, intention. And I think intention is obviously so important. It's like, dude, if you're intentionally trying to hurt someone, people are gonna find out. And then it finally, like, always comes to surface. It always comes to light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it totally does. It all comes clean on wash day.
That seems like a very Southern saying.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Just say it to people randomly.
It all comes
clean on wash day. My mom used to say that all the time.
There was one you also say a lot. It was like something with gasoline drawers.
You're going to hell with gasoline drawers on.
Oh,
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I literally mean
I was going to hell.
You're going to hell with gasoline drawers.
Gasoline drawers.
I mean, your ass is going to be torched.
On,
drawers
on
like fire. Drawers.
Oh, your drawers.
I thought drawers.
I was thinking drawers.
So did I. Saturated in gasoline.
Right.
Fix a plate. You know, fix
chemistry.
A plate.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, fix a plate.
So literally, that's like, a new one for me too. If we had you guys over to eat and the food was ready, I'd be like, go and fix your plate. And I said that to Manny, and he literally looked at me one day. He was like,
what's wrong with the plates?
What are you telling me to do?
You want me to glue this? You want me to glue this back together?
No, like, what the?
She bought craft glue.
Right.
This wrong. What does this mean? Fix a plate.
You guys are perfect together. Together, you're the ultimate human.
We are.
We are.
And we have no idea what each other is saying majority of the time.
And that's why it works so well, because we have delusion.
The delusion.
There's a lot of delusion.
Delusion. It really helps us.
The deluge.
I feel like we should end the podcast with like a little advice segment.
You got some advice?
I thought you had screenshots.
I don't even know if I have any. Let's see.
So the thing is, like, well, like on our podcast, we like to usually end the podcast with like someone will send in advice, like we need advice on something, and we'll end the podcast.
I love giving advice. This is even unsolicited. It's solicited.
It's solicited. We call it unsolicited, but it's solicited.
It's solicited.
Yeah. Now they're asking for advice.
Is it meritless? Is it, you know, is it worth anything? We don't know.
We don't actually know.
We don't
actually
know.
Yeah.
And we don't actually know a lot of the backstory, but we just kind of go with
it. Right, yeah, there's not enough context half the time. Yeah.
Never, but we just kind of trail.
There's not enough context, so we like to make the context.
Nice. We work it out.
Okay, got it. Never happened.
But we always say the people that are here at the end, like they're the real ones.
The ride or die.
They're the real ones.
The full fans.
The ones who know the real, the thickest, the dirtiest, the most bold topic happens right at the end. So
it's true.
Yeah, and the Tillys will be with us.
The realies are here. Are you guys ready for your advice that you're going to be giving?
I love an advice column. Let's go.
My 30-year-old boyfriend lives with his parents and I'm on my own. I'm 23. It really bothers me. Please help.
Oh no.
Sometimes I look at them like,
I don't know.
So like some of them are hard.
Like three words of a situation. Like we've got zero context.
Zero context.
You have to make your own context. You have to make your own context.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I mean, Jeremy, go ahead. Have fun.
No, I got thoughts. So one, I guess like is he living at home because
you're not asking questions.
We have to ask.
Let's say this dude's living at home. Because
I'm like, is he helping like an elderly parent?
No, we're not going there.
Agreed. I'm not giving you that one.
He lives at home.
Manny's not gonna buy his parents a house, and you're not gonna go down that road.
I will buy it.
If I made $1 billion, this is the
I will buy it. Yeah.
We know you will.
I think it's red flags all over, unless there's reason why he's there. Red flags all over. If you can't fucking wipe your own ass at 30, like that means he's probably never done his own laundry. That probably means he's never cooked for himself.
Absolutely not.
He doesn't know how to pay his own bills.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't know like how to take care of fucking like who cuts the lawn and shit, because I'm sure his dad does it still. Mm-hmm. Like if you can't wipe your own fucking ass at 30. Especially at 23, if she's already living on her own.
Dude. Like the dynamic there.
You are not on the same page.
No, you're not going to deal with him. You're not going to want to deal with him.
Jeremy, would you like some input since you love advice giving?
He was like the prime bachelor when I met him. Like, had a George Foreman grill, ate veggies, went to the gym every morning.
It was Breville. It wasn't George Foreman. Okay, we're not going to just throw that. You know.
Not the George Foreman slander.
George Foreman slander.
Damn. Okay, I loved my George Foreman.
Anyway, so going back, I believe she said it was that she was alone and that it bothered her, right?
Yeah, that's what
so
bothered her.
The thing that I'm focusing on, not as like what's the situation here, this and that. The fact is something bothers her.
Yep.
They're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So her only choice to fix this is to discuss with him why it bothers her.
Mm-hmm. And, so rational.
And if the
why isn't this rational?
No, but, and if the why is something that they can work towards together, then she already has her answer. And if the why is not something that she respects, she got
to
move on.
We're going to have to call Jeremy.
We're going to have a phone line. We're going to have a phone line.
The Jeremy hotline.
When we actually need real rational answers for our advice. Because I'd have been like, leave him.
Burn the parents' house down. It's the only rational thing.
If there's not a real reason, then like she doesn't respect it, move on. But if there is a real reason, maybe she hasn't voiced that. Like, hey,
totally.
Here's why this bothers me. And how are we going to work on this together?
I'm also just like stressed though, because I feel like everyone should live on their own at least once.
But we don't know if he has yet.
I learned not enough, but a lot when I lived on my own.
Right, you learn so much. Like, no one's going to wash your bed sheets for you. No one's separating your whites and your darks. I didn't until I lived with Jeremy. I just washed it all in one load.
You still don't separate your whites and darks. I'm the only one that
does. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm the one that separates the whites and darks.
I separate Lauren my whites and darks.
Lauren didn't even
and my sportswear.
Lauren didn't even clean the lint out of the dryer for years.
Oh my god, I didn't know there was
a okay, same.
She's never changed the air filter in a house that she lives in the middle of California, which is pollution city.
We didn't know.
I told my husband when we bought our house that you have to change those.
Yeah. Well, now we know.
I didn't know.
And same with like the vents, like the AC vents. You have to change
those too.
That's
what I'm talking about. The filters. Oh, yeah.
The filters.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah. I was like, why am I coughing in the morning?
Yeah.
That's why.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Because you're just breathing just.
So outside of the air filters, you learn a lot when you live on your own.
Yes.
So like going back to the situation though, I'm nervous that if they're so far away from being on the same page that he still has a whole nother chapter to live in before they can
and
even.
And that's a rough chapter to get through together.
Yeah, it's a rough chapter.
Together?
She's going to want to body slam him, like literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, this is why she's like, I'm unhappy about it. It's like, okay, well, I think that you kind of like gave herself the own answer in a weird way. Cause she's like,
most people do answer their own questions though.
Yeah. So cause true. I think that they almost like want that extra validation.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to need a follow up from her. We're going to need to know how this works out.
We're going to need to know what's going on.
Is that it? Is there another one?
I wonder if I have more. Let me see. I screenshotted a bunch.
We usually do like one.
Okay,
or two.
I don't have more, but maybe make up something and tell them.
I want to have an immature.
Make up a problem.
Make up some fucking shit.
That we can solve.
Period.
I can read you guys one that we've already answered and we'll see what you guys have to say about it. Right.
Okay.
Wait, I kind of want to read the three-parter. Oh. Do you remember?
Yes.
I was
do that one.
This guy.
Here's our closer.
He disappeared. The guy that wouldn't.
Yep. I agree because we were like consumed with this one.
We were consumed, so you guys might get. I was talking to this guy who I've talked to in the past, and every time it's time to hang out, he disappears. Part two. I think he really loves me, and we're really good for each other, and I want to be with him, but I don't know. Should I wait it out and see if he grows up, or should I like keep trying to talk to him? But he like basically like every time it's like time to get them to like, hang out.
We have a phrase.
Three words. Basically. 1, 2, 3. Bitch, move on.
Yeah.
Bitch, move on.
Till 9. Ooh. Bitch, move on.
No. Anytime you're going to hang out.
And he's ghosting. He's disappearing.
He's out.
Like, I feel bad because of the delusion that she's associating the word love with this relationship.
And also, the next time Emmys or Oscars are looking for an actor to award, they should find this guy. Because I'm sure he's in the text.
You know, he's doing it so hard. Shakespeare. Thick.
Yeah.
Full Shakespearean.
Leave him.
Be with someone that wants to be with you. Yeah.
We literally said the exact same
thing. If he wanted to, he would.
It's a delusion.
If he wanted to, he would. That's right. Period.
I feel like you just said that in your podcast.
Yeah.
With Matt King.
Oh my God. Yeah. Matt King went to the fucking end of the world for his girlfriend and it was wild. And so we were like, Matt, like this is the definition of if he wanted to, he would. And you were like such a good example of like going after
real
comments everywhere. Yeah. Where's my Matt King?
Literally.
That's so cute.
And did he get her? Did he get his girlfriend?
Yes.
He did.
Yes. Oh, and now they're in love and they're in Italy right now and it's so cute.
Wow.
I want my own Matt King too.
Wow.
You need to find your Matt King.
I need to find a Matt King.
Yeah.
I'm at queen.
I thought we were in a throuple, but then I see that you're in a throuple over here. So you kind of been like traveling.
You know, I actually am. I'm a traveling thruppler, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah. I tend to do it a lot. I used to be a traveling thruppler.
I was a great YouTube channel on that too. Yeah, that's right. You guys went on like thruple vacations.
Mm-hmm. With you too.
Can you imagine the YouTube channel, the traveling thruppler?
The thruppler.
Yeah.
That's you.
I am a professional third wheel, I will say.
Yes.
Professional third wheel. So
I would go on many dates.
Gotta live.
Yeah, me too.
You would spice it up. Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I feel like you only get crazies on your dates, though.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do get crazies on my dates, sadly. maybe I should need to stop finding them off fucking Hinge.
I think that might be the problem. Mm-hmm. You find people like this on Hinge.
Found them on Hinge.
But fuck it. But like, hello. Like, it worked.
Two of my best friends met their boyfriends on Hinge. Also, those were total strangers. Like, we had like our connection or whatever. But like, two of my best friends found their boyfriends.
And they were strangers.
Total strangers.
All right, listen, match group. We'll let you know.
Maybe if we're I'll keep trying.
Hinge is like fucking Cupid. Keep trying. Your Matt Queen is out there.
Yeah,
your Matt Queen is
your
out there.
Matt Queen's out there.
You're doing fine. Just keep doing you.
You're doing fine.
I know. It's just like annoying because sometimes, like, especially like during this time, during the holiday times, I'm even the most like
cuffing season.
I'm the most depressed. I know.
He wants his Matt Queen.
I get it. That queen.
You did miss that the first five times we said that.
I want my Matt Queen.
Got it. I'm a little slow on that one. Sorry. Right. Well, thanks for having us.
Well, thank you so much for being part. Of course, you guys will link everything down below. Wild Till 9.
Check it out. Box. Craftopia. Check them out.
Craftopia season 2.
Billion Dollar Deals.
When no one hears from me again, you'll know it well.
Yay, you know, Jeremy!
I can't wait. Bitch.
I'm gonna thrupple into this one.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah. This is the couple you're gonna wanna get into.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They got big things happening.
I just need to get in a little harder.
A little harder.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But thank you guys for so much for coming.
Thank you for being here.
Love you guys, and we'll see you guys, the full fam, next episode.
Bye, guys. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.